No, the angle's... Maybe if I get another book to prop it. Hey, babe. I know we didn't leave things in a good place. I got your message, and I was going to call you back, but there's a lot I want to say. I wanted to say it to you in person, but I won't be able to see you until this weekend, and it can't wait that long. That's why I'm making this little movie for you. Or, I guess that's a reason, but it's the important one right now. Where to start? Our relationship hasn't been the most physical. We never touch for more than a few seconds, and I can count the number of times we've kissed on my hands. I've never even seen you in short sleeves. And I'm okay with that. Or I thought I was. When I came over the other night, I wasn't planning anything. Okay, I was thinking about stealing a kiss before I left for the night, but that was it. But you bought that bottle of wine, and somehow, after a couple of glasses, I was feeling a little bold. We were watching that movie, or you were. I was watching you. You were so relaxed, and you had the biggest smile. You looked so cozy. I was just gonna lean against you, and if you didn't like it, I would scoot back over, no harm done. I was pretty nearly convinced that you just didn't look at me in a physical sort of way. That you only put the girl in front of the friend and let me kiss you when I did to make me happy. So, when you put your arm around me and your hand was practically on my waist, I thought I was gonna have a heart attack. I thought I was okay with the space between us, and very suddenly I knew I wasn't. I shouldn't have come on to you like that. It was too much too fast. Before I knew what I was doing, your face was in my hands and I was crawling into your lap, and the look in your eyes was... I'd never seen you like that. It was like you didn't recognize me. I didn't really believe it. I didn't want to. I thought it must just be my nerves or the wine or something, so I kept going. If you hadn't been holding back when you shoved me away, you'd have sent me to the floor. What I was doing frightened you. And not in a nervous, don't know how to do this kind of way. Real, real fear. I said a lot of things then. Some of it not very kind. I've been rejected before. I thought I knew what it was, but never like that. I wanted to hurt you back. I know that wasn't fair, and after your message, I always knew something must have happened to you. But I never wanted to make things uncomfortable. If I'd just been brave enough to speak up and ask, but now I know. And I know because you told me on your own. And then you told me I was wrong. You were almost shouting into the phone for parts of it about how I didn't understand the way you saw me. I've never heard someone sound so angry while he talked about lips and collarbones and waists and how much he wanted to touch mine. You know you can, right? You can touch them. You can touch any part of me. I want you to. I want to feel your hands everywhere. I want to be pressed against you so tight I can feel your heartbeat. I want you Sorry, I didn't mean to get worked up. Not yet, anyway. I don't want to push you. No, that's not true. I do want to push you. But only as much as you can handle. I want so much for us, but I know it's not going to happen overnight. Little steps. There are some things you're just not ready for yet, and that's okay for now. So let's start with this. A little step. There's something I want you to do for me. It's something I know you've never done before. You're going to touch yourself. Isn't that exciting? Or maybe it's a little scary. Those things aren't mutually exclusive. Can I make a little confession? It excites me thinking about you doing that. I wish I could be there with you the first time. And in a way, I will be. I'm going to be with you in this video for the whole thing. I want you to get used to yourself, and I want you to get used to me. I'm going to show you some things so you can be as excited as I am and know that while you're thinking about me, I'm thinking about you. Before we get started, though, you're going to need some supplies. You're going to need some tissues or paper towels. It turns out boys are messy. Now, don't do this dry or you'll chafe yourself and ruin the fun. Some lotion or Vaseline will do the trick. You don't need a lot. Just enough to keep things smooth and easy. I'm sure you could have figured all that out on your own, but the truth is, I'm stalling. I've never done anything like this before. Well, I mean, I've done this, just never in front of a camera. Not for anyone. I thought that maybe I should wear something special instead of just my pajamas, but I was worried that I might get tangled. And somehow it felt right, wearing my big t-shirt and my sweatpants. Like this is what I would be wearing if you were here with me. The headphones around my neck are just... I've been trying to plan what to say, and it just sounds sillier and sillier. But if I can't hear myself... Okay. Headphones on. I'm gonna do it. Wait. I'm never gonna get my shirt over my head with the headphones on. things back on. You are calm, you are cute, you are serene. Your boyfriend is going to think this is super hot. Or he will when I stop covering myself. So, as you can see, when I blush, it goes almost all the way down to my belly button. I think I was 16 when I finally accepted that my boobs were never going to come in and that this was what I had to work with. Something you should know for a future reference. I like my nipples played with. Drawing circles around them, rolling them between your fingers, even a little pinch. This is a little embarrassing, but sometimes when I'm playing by myself, I lick my fingertips. And pretend they're your tongue. Maybe sometime not too far in the future, I can have the real thing. Oh shit, I haven't told you to start doing anything. Damn it. Well, I hope that you like what you're seeing enough that your pants are already around your ankles and you've gotten started. I don't want to tell you what to do too much when you're not even sure what you like yet. We're going to find out. Sometimes I like to rub myself outside my pants first so she can wake up. Maybe you like your strokes slow, or maybe you like them quick. Maybe you like a nice firm grip or a light teasing touch. Maybe you're already pretty close. It is your first time. If you are, I don't want you to fight it. Just let it be amazing. I'll be here when you're ready to go again. But maybe you're a little worried and it's making it hard to get going. That's all right, too. I'm gonna get a little more comfortable. Maybe you should, too. I'm gonna turn around so that when I hook my thumbs in under my pants and panties, bend over and slide them all the way down, you can see everything, okay? At the bottom, you should be able to see my pussy peeking out. I don't shave all the way. I keep her trim in case a certain gentleman decides to visit. I used to get mad at myself. You were never going to see it. You didn't care. How desperate was I? But you proved me wrong. Are you naked now too, I wonder? I hope so. I'm gonna imagine you are. I hope you don't mind. I am sopping. I don't know if you can see it running down my thighs from there, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little puddle soon. When I think about you watching, imagining your hand was mine and mine was yours. I have to remind myself to slow down. So much is happening for you. Is the pressure building? Are you harder than you ever thought you could be? I know it's strange, I know. Don't be scared. It feels like you're about to erupt. You are. I'm all flushed and pink for you. Yes, you. All for you. No. Rubbing's not enough. I don't want my fingers. I want you. But fingers are what I have. I just dripped when I slid my fingers in. Oh god, I'm gonna give myself a bruise if I keep grabbing my boob like this. Are you close, babe? Don't stop stroking when it starts. It'll hurt if you do. Just keep stroking until it's done. You'll know when. So just relax and let it. Oh, yes. I might need to lean against the wall. Or I'll just sit on the floor. Oh, babe. Did you make a mess? God, I hope so. I wish I could see you laying back in your computer chair, so drained you can barely move, and so shocked by what you just did. I can't wait to see you this weekend. I want to hear all about it. You might be a little embarrassed, but I want to know every detail. Maybe we could try this together. We could even watch something together if you wanted. Not this. I don't think I could do this to myself. I was gonna put my PJs back on, but I think I'm gonna crawl into bed like this. I wanna feel the sheets against my skin. I wanna hug a pillow tight and pretend it's you. That you did this to me. Because, in a way, you did. Good night, babe.